Today is Monday the 23rd of December, in the fourth week of Advent. The sons of Korah sing Psalm 91. As I listen, can I bring myself before the God they speak of? The God present here with me, the source of all life, all love, all truth.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my God and my shield, in whom I trust. For surely He will save you from the foulest snare, from the deadly pestilence as well. He will cover over you with His feathers, and there under His wings you will find peace. And His faithfulness will be your shield. The arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only see, you will only observe when judgment comes. For He commands His angels concerning you, to guard you wherever you may go, to be with you and lift you in their hands, so that you won't strike your foot against a stone. Well, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, and surely no great harm will befall you, no disaster will come there near your home.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown His great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them, and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him.
Elizabeth, we are told, had been hoping for a child for years, perhaps decades, before her son was born. It would have been easier, surely, to give up hope and to settle for what she had. What unrealized hopes do you have for yourself, or your family, or your work, or your church? What helps you to keep those hopes alive? What supports you in not giving up on them? And what's it like in your own experience when a long-held hope is at last realised, as Elizabeth's is here? Listen as you hear the passage again for all the different reactions to John's birth. How do Elizabeth, Zechariah, the bystanders and their neighbours react?
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet, and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them, and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him.
Speak to God for a moment or two of your own hopes, and listen for anything he might want to say to you about them.
O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.